The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Can you believe that guy sits in the studio and says that before every show? The opinions on the show are pretty amazing. I mean, he has nothing else to do. It's right. Incredible.
Wow. Must be a good job. Does he get $20 an hour?
Yes. 45. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour, brought to you by Ting Internet, providing super fast fiber internet to greater Sandpoint businesses and homes. This is Ricky Witte, Office Manager and Membership Specialist of the Greater Sandpoint Area Chamber of Commerce. I am your host. My co-host today is Kate McAllister.
I think I'm your co-host all the time, but, well, not all the time, but right. Mostly.
It makes it sound like a special occasion when I say you're my co-host today is right, Kate McAllister.
And I'd also just want to share with the listeners that this is Miss Ricky's last day on Chamber Chatter.
Aww.
She is leaving us at the end of July onto wonderful new adventures in her life. So you're still stuck with me, but yeah. And she'll still be on Ricky's Top 10.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Tune in on Wednesdays in the noon hour for Ricky's Top 10 still. But yeah, I didn't even put this together until we got in the studio when you pointed it out to me. So
I know. I thought about it as I was driving here. I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, yeah. It's her last Chamber Chatter. Yeah. Well, you know.
I'll probably weasel my way back in eventually. This is not the last time you're hearing from me. You can join us for a special Independence Day themed Our American Stories in the noon hour on Monday, July 5th, which is why we are here today doing this special edition of Chamber Chatter on Friday. So Monday the 5th in the noon hour here on North Idaho's Radio 1400 KSPT, 1450 KBFI, 97.1 FM, and online anywhere, anytime, NorthIdahoRadio.com. Thank you. Very special, Our American Stories. I should be good at this on my last show. Like, at least I've got something down.
Right.
So how about the weather, huh?
Oh, my God. Don't even. Being a pasty white Irish girl, I'm going to start on fire.
Yeah.
I got to stay inside.
I actually put more clothing on in my car because I think like my left knee and left elbow are getting sunburned from driving around.
Right? I know. It's crazy.
It's getting pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it does seem to be cooling off a little bit, if right. That's what you want to call it.
I mean, it's only, what, 91?
Yeah. Let's check here.
Come on.
88 right now. Oh. The high is 91 today, around 3 or 4.
Wow.
This is not an excuse to stop hydrating. Keep drinking water. Yes. Keep staying hydrated. There is a citywide fireworks ban for this weekend.
That is correct.
But there are...
No, the fireworks ban is through the end of fire season, so okay. That's October.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Also countywide, but there are specific fire districts who have opted to do, I don't know what you call them.
They, no aerials.
No aerials.
Anything that goes up in the air. Right. However, safe and sane fireworks are allowed. Those are like the poppers, the snakes, the fountains.
Sure.
So the county is allowing that. And Westside Fire District and City of Sandpoint banned all fireworks.
Okay.
So, and then Spirit Lake Fire District and Clark Fork and Kootenai County are not banning fireworks at all.
My favorite fireworks are the smoke bombs because they're really pretty, but they don't make any noise because right. I am the oldest lady in the world.
No noise.
I don't like the noises.
Yeah. you know, and going back to the heat, my daughter works at a pediatrician's office in Seattle, and the thing the emergency room is seeing the most are kids burning their feet because they're barefoot. So parents, make sure, because those sidewalks can be up to 165 degrees. So that's like bacon frying.
Yes.
So make sure that your kids have shoes on when they go outside or flip-flops. Or something.
Danger Town.
I know, right?
Yes. But on that note, I do want to point out that the Lions Club is still doing their fireworks show at City Beach.
Yep.
It's usually just after dark time, like 9:30, 10.
Yeah.
And you can watch from City Beach. It's safe. It's over the water. So join us for that this 4th of July.
It's going to be so much fun.
On the 4th.
And the parade is on the 4th.
Yes.
Kids at 9 and the big parade at 10.
Yes. And also, it's hot. You don't need campfires while you're camping, so don't have them.
There you go. We're going to try and save the world today, just so you know.
Not telling you what to do. I'm just saying don't do it. Right. We have our general membership coming up next Thursday. It's our Leadership Sandpoint graduation. It was sort of waylaid by a year because of certain
events,
you know, global events.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about that. Get to see everybody again and give them their Leadership Sandpoint awards.
Right.
We'll be honoring, of course, a local business and volunteers with Business and Volunteers of the Month. Registration will be open when I open it. And so you can go ahead and register. It's $16 for members. $21 for non-members. If you have trouble registering online, I'm not taking payments at the door, so just give me a call at the chamber, 263-2161, and I can get you in. We are dedicating the show today to Beer Fest, though. That is coming up next Saturday, the 10th. We are going to be talking to our event sponsors. Bob Witte of Blue Sky Broadcasting is coming into the studio.
No, really? That's crazy.
I know. It was a get. It was a get.
And good job.
Annie Hendricks from Hendricks Architecture, and sitting in the studio with us now is Kari from Ting. We'll talk to her in a little bit. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. And thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
And let's throw it over to meteorologist Glenn Blisely for a check on our weekend forecast. Glenn?
You betcha, Yvonne. Lovely sunshine, summer weather heading in. You and Ted planning to hit the links, eh?
Ted and I are 1 year separated, Glenn. I think you know that.
Checking our weekend Doppler fancy forecast map with temperatures heading in the low $100,000 prize.
Glenn?
Sorry. Ever since I got this beat the heat scratch game from the Idaho Lottery with massive cash prizes linked to hot temps, it's difficult to concentrate.
We're still live.
And get ready for the smell of barbecue and fresh cut grass with highs in the $10,000 weekly drawings. Smell the green, mama!
Just point, Glenn. Just point at the sunny pictures.
Next week, be on the lookout for insane degrees of riches super hot!
Better yet, let's go to Alex with our sports wrap-up. Sports! Are we sportsing?
Play Beat the Heat, the scratch game. Win 100 grand, plus the hotter the temperature, the bigger the prizes with hot weekly cash giveaways. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Racing in Findlay Stadium at State Line Speedway is back this Saturday night for the annual July 3rd Wreckfest. Gates open early at 3 p.m. There will be face painting for the kids, cornholing for the adults, and food vendors and music until the 6 o'clock Best in Show. Opening ceremony is at 7 o'clock, and then it's exciting Wreckfest action with the Bump to Pass, the compact car demo, and everybody's favorite, the Motorhome Demo Derby. After all the Wreckfest action is done, be sure to stick around for the biggest July 3rd fireworks show in the Inland Northwest. This will sell out. Get your tickets now at raceidaho.com. See you at the track on July 3rd and make plans to visit the city of Stateline.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer, maybe yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening. And visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky Witte from the Chamber, along with Kate McAllister. I'm so glad I wrote that in there.
Right.
Along with Kate McAllister, and we're joined by Kari from Ting. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
It's so nice to have you in the studio.
And that music always makes me so happy.
Right.
I just bebop along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. So we saw a little announcement in social media the other day. What's happening? What's happening at Ting?
So right now with Ting, we just actually the first half, the west half of Pondere, we lit up last fall. Woo-hoo. And now we lit up the second part. So all of Pondere is lit up.
Wow.
Unless you live at Retreat at Bay Trail, that'll be another month longer or so because we have to finish since they were doing all their building work there. So we have a little more to finish. But the rest of it's all lit up with Ting, which is great. And we're also we're constructing in Dover right now, Bay, and where it's more dense. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll be lighting that up the end of this month or into August. Wow. And then we are heading to Kootenay. And so hopefully we'll have Kootenay lit up by September, October, somewhere in there.
Oh.
And then we're going one more place in that direction that we will announce next month.
Ooh.
As long as construction plans continue as they're supposed to.
Sure.
One more place
for the year.
What's past Kootenay? I've never been.
Yeah, not enough clues there, is there?
We got to go for a drive.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, it's really great. I have Ting and I love it.
Having grown up in Kootenay with dial-up internet, I'm super jealous of everyone.
I know, don't you miss that sound?
Yeah.
Bing, bing, bing. Right.
And having 7 people living in our house, not getting kicked off the dial-up when you're mid-search.
Geez. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, not much chance of that with Ting, thank goodness.
Right.
So you guys are busy. This is your building season. You're all about
building season. I mean,
it's exciting. I've been seeing the trucks everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. And I they make me happy too, just like the music.
Yeah.
but yeah, we've been super busy because we kind of put on, we are doing a lot this summer.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of it is because in the winter when it freezes, we have to stop because everything we do is underground. Mm. And so when it's frozen, we can't do much without tearing up a lot of stuff, and we don't want to do that.
Right.
We always want to be clean and surgically clean in our construction and really just put it back in place the way it was.
That makes sense.
Residents are happy.
Right. I was talking about when I had Ting installed and they told me about how long it would be, you know, trenching the backyard, and it was like 15 minutes later. I was like, why are they still back there? So I went back and they were just in the backyard petting my cat. I was like, oh,
this is great. Yeah.
It's really cute.
Well, and it must be great that the demand is so great. So that's always a wonderful thing.
The demand is super great. And obviously COVID helped that a lot too, with a lot of people working from home and things like that, which like me. And, you know, and we also did some things for COVID that we put public free Wi-Fi right in the city lot next to Matchwood, and that's still up and running if anybody needs to use it.
Right.
And we also have free public Wi-Fi at the East Bonner County Library.
Oh,
if
nice.
You want that also, yeah. So, you know,
I
trying
do send,
to extend it out.
Tourists coming through town to the library all the time because it's just such an easy place to sit and, you know.
Yeah.
Book things and all that fun stuff. So you guys you sponsor a lot of local events. Is this a corporation thing? Like, is this a policy of yours or is it just you personally like supporting our town?
Well, probably both of those.
Okay.
Ting is super people-centered.
Yes.
And we want to be engaged in a community and a part of a community and benefit the community because, you know, we truly want to be part of the heart and soul of a community somehow. So I grew up here in Sandpoint. I've lived here most of my life. And it was a match made in heaven when I saw how much they wanted to do for the community because I love giving back myself. And it was a great opportunity to have a force behind me to be able to do that also.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Well, and it's really a proven fact that corporations who do good corporate social responsibility really do reap that back in either stock or, you know, shareholder participation. Their stock prices go up. And because that was my corporate career for many years, and it really does make a difference. And, you know, the community gives you license to operate. It gives you employees, you know, and so it's really a match made in heaven when there's a corporation that really believes in giving back. And that's proved time and time again. I mean, and, you know, there are companies that really don't, and in a small town, everybody knows who doesn't. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, who does? And so it's always great to see a corporation's name out there everywhere and recognize it, and makes you feel good.
Yeah, makes me feel good too from being here, from here. And it's been fun too because like we watch our competitions start to ramp up also, which in our eyes, that's part of our purpose is to make it better overall.
Right.
And not just us, but
competition's good.
Competition's good. And then also it's been fun watching some of that competition actually start to sponsor stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love seeing that. It helps.
You have inspired our other chamber members in the same industry. Whenever they see you are involved in something, they'll call us and be like, how do we sponsor this? Like, oh, interesting. Right. Yeah. You've never had before.
Right. That's very interesting. Yeah.
Which I'll take. I love it.
Yeah. And we also do some other fun things, like besides sponsorships, like when we have a sales promotion, our habit lately is we give a certain amount of money for every sales that turns into an actual install mm-hmm. at like to Bonner Community Food Bank, nice. Panhandle Habitat for Humanity.
That's great.
Just things, or the Sandpoint Elks Veterans Dinner, trying to help wherever we can on any of that has been super good. Oh, Angels Over Sandpoint. We did that too. You know, and there's never any guarantee how much that is at the time that happens, but it feels good when, you know, we get the check out and send it out, and it just a little help everywhere.
Right. Well, and you know, as a nonprofit, we are all grateful for every little penny we can get.
No kidding. Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. And there's so many great, wonderful nonprofits here in town.
Yeah.
There really are. So I brought this up because you are a major sponsor of our Beer Fest coming up Saturday, July 10th. Tickets are on sale now. You can check the link on our Facebook page, Sandpoint Chamber. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Beer Fest. You guys have been sponsoring for 3 years.
And this is our seventh year.
Yeah, which is pretty exciting. So basically half the time we've been doing Beer
Fest. And every year that Ting's been in Sandpoint.
Yes.
Actually.
Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah. which we love having you guys. What's your favorite part about Beer Fest?
Oh, besides the amazing beers and beer. Ciders and all that. The beautiful, that gaping at the scenery that you're around and laughing with friends. I have to say the most anticipation I get is what the logo's going to look like each year.
Yeah.
Like, it's like Christmas, you know? It's like, what's it going to be this year for Beer Fest? And what, you know, it's like, I don't know. I think you guys need a huge, like, event that unveils.
Like the festival.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you know, it's always going to have the paddler in it.
I know, but that's the fun part, because you know the paddler's in it. It's like, what's the paddler going to be doing this time?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I know. I love it too. I like it. It's cheesy. We need more cheese.
Yeah. We call it it's the beer bash at the beach, because it always takes place at Trinity at City Beach. Hopefully for another year.
Well, we hope we'll see
about that. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, we try to incorporate the paddler because it is sort of a local icon,
right.
You know, like people that...
The lake monster.
People that don't know what the paddler is. Yes, legend, that's the word.
Folktale.
Yeah, I like that. We did actually just unveil the logo also on our event page. So you can check it out there. I love it this year. I think it's really cute.
It's really cute.
Ellie at Clearwater Gear always designs those for us.
I took a glance. I love it.
Nice. And that will be the logo on the commemorative glass that you get as part of your entry into the event.
Mm-hmm.
And we are simplifying things a little bit, just doing a one price. We used to do a ton of extra add-ons in addition to the ticket, but this year it's just going to be you get a glass, and then you get to taste a bunch of regional craft beers and ciders and seltzers.
So. Right. It'll be great.
That's a great change, actually.
I know.
Probably easier.
I'm actually really excited about
it. It's one of those things where, you know, just like every event, we didn't know if we were going to be able to do it.
Right.
And so, you know, we have everything lined up, ready to go, and then the board says, okay, go now. And so we've been just madly trying to get everything ready, and, you know, most things are in place by logo design and stuff like that. So, yeah. We think we're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys, I don't know if you're doing a tent this year. Are you going to be handing anything out?
Probably not. I think we're going to have some stuff that we'll give you guys to put in the big tent.
Perfect.
Okay. I do cowboy dressage.
Yeah.
Horseback riding. And I have a huge clinic the same weekend that I had already booked. So I won't be able to be there. And
we will happily pass out your stuff.
Perfect. When I realized the dates conflicted, I'm like,
we should just pre-record your laugh and play it around the tent every now and then. People will think they saw you there.
It's like, I know she's here somewhere.
Yeah, it is fairly distinctive.
It'd be awesome.
I heard her, I swear.
9 to 5. She just went that way.
Exactly. So before we wrap up, how can people find out more information about Ting?
So you can find out more by going to ting.com/GreaterSandpoint. You can also call in at 208-946-5404, or you can always call me at 208-290-0213, or email me at Kari, K-A-R-I, at ting.com.
Perfect.
And you can always find us on Facebook, Twitter, yes. Instagram, all the usual places.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
That's perfect. Kari, it is always a pleasure to have you on Chamber Chatter. And I'm really happy that you are part of this all-star Ricky's final show lineup.
It bummed me out when I heard that, but I am glad to be a part of this one. But I will see you next week also for my big Sandpoint Leadership graduation.
So exactly.
Right. The rest Thursday. Of our class.
And Jim Zuberbühler will be the speaker.
Oh, yes. Cool. That'll be great.
Yeah. I know. I'm really excited about that. Time for another station break, so don't change that dial. You're listening to Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
When someone might be thinking about suicide, we can help. It might feel uncomfortable to ask, but we can start with, "I'm worried about you." We can say, "I'm here for you." We can listen without judgment. And we can connect our friend with people trained to support them. Because even when one of us feels broken, good relatives help keep us whole. To learn more, or for help now, call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 800-273-8255.
North Idaho has some of the most beautiful forests in the nation. But with that beauty come some challenges. If you're new to North Idaho or have been here a while and own 10 or more acres of forest land, those challenges pose a threat to your forest. Idaho Forest Group can help prevent problems before they happen. Weather extremes have made forest land more susceptible to damage. High winds can topple trees weakened by wind, drought, or disease. By scheduling a free, no-obligation site visit by an Idaho Forest Group expert, we can help develop a forest management plan to help it stand up to Mother Nature's wrath. And if selective thinning is required, it could create extra income for your family. So whether you're new to the area or been here a while and own 10 or more acres of forest land, know that weather extremes aren't going away and can destroy your land's value. To book a free forest assessment by Idaho Forest Group, visit ifg.com.
And let's throw it over to meteorologist Glenn Blisley for a check on our weekend forecast. Glenn?
You betcha, Yvonne. Lovely sunshine, summer weather heading in. You and Ted planning to hit the links, eh?
Ted and I are 1 year separated, Glenn. I think you know that.
Checking our weekend Doppler fancy forecast map with temperatures heading in the low $100,000 prize.
Glenn?
Sorry. Ever since I got this Beat the Heat scratch game from the Idaho Lottery with massive cash prizes linked to hot temps, it's difficult to concentrate.
We're still live.
And get ready for the smell of barbecue and fresh-cut grass with highs in the $10,000 weekly drawings. Smell the green, mama!
Just point, Glenn. Just point at the sunny pictures.
Next week, be on the lookout for insane degrees of riches super hot!
Better yet, let's go to Alex with our sports wrap-up. Sports! Are we sporting?
Play Beat the Heat, the scratch game. Win 100 grand, plus the hotter the temperature, the bigger the prizes with hot weekly cash giveaways. Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play wise.
It's lake time, and what could be better than a lovely meal by the lake? A truly excellent meal on the lake at Hope's famous floating restaurant. Right now, the floater's dinner offerings feature fresh morel mushrooms, fresh seafood, and Kobe beef. Try the floater for lunch for a sumptuous salad or sandwich, or for an afternoon appetizer and a refreshing beverage. There are incredible views from the deck or the dining room. The Floating Restaurant, open daily for lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Welcome back to Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Ricky along with Kate, and we're back with Boob Whitey. Oh, shoot. Is it Bob Whitty?
Is this on? Is this on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really nervous. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You look great.
Thank you.
Right? Anyway.
What are they going to do? Fire me? Hey, let's talk Beer Fest.
Okay.
You are, of course, involved in many facets of Beer Fest. You are the president of the board of the Chamber of Commerce, and it is our event. You also are an employee of Blue Sky Broadcasting, as of today anyway. And you are one of our major sponsors. How many years has Blue Sky Broadcasting been participating?
Several.
Like seven? We've done the event for 7 years, so.
That's probably right, if you say so.
Are you doing?
What is okay, so I understand we should have no dead air. So let's just keep talking.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. I was really nervous. Did I already say that?
Right, yeah, okay.
Your mic is on, yes.
Thank you. Yes, Blue Sky Broadcasting since day one.
Yep.
Yeah. And I personally have been involved. I've been to every one, but I didn't start pouring, I think, until you moved to the beach, which was 6 years ago.
It was 5 years.
First one was at McDuff's?
In the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been, yeah. We've been down there about 6 years, yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, pour for McDuff's.
Of course.
Yeah, go McDuff.
I know.
It was really hot in that parking lot that day, though. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
oh,
well, I've had bad luck of getting hot even at the beach because for some reason our booth is always, the afternoon sun's hitting our backs. So we're sitting there going, it is really, really hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need another beer.
Yeah.
I need more beer. Thank you.
Yes, we will have McDuff's regulars, Bob Woody, Dave, and Gordy, all pouring for McDuff's this year together. So
the
that will be
terrific
fun.
Trio.
Yeah.
Or trio of terror, whichever.
Exactly. If you want any town gossip, go stop by the McDuff's booth.
Yeah. Those guys know it all.
Or fun facts. Your husband, Dave, he's kind of the, not Norm, what's the...
Cliff Clavin.
Of Sandpoint, yeah.
Yes.
Well, it's a little known fact.
No, right? Yeah. Don't worry, I get that at home. Okay.
All right. that's my second question. You'll be pouring for McDuff's.
Yes, I hope so.
They've showed me there will be La Cerveza.
That's my favorite.
And then there's another one that I'm really looking forward to, a German, like a Belgian style ale that I'm really excited about. Mm. I'm hoping to try it tonight when I go see Harold's IGA at the beer hall.
I don't know that it's there yet.
I don't think so either. I couldn't find information on it on their website yet.
It wasn't there yesterday.
So I think it's brand new.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about it.
It's not that
this.
I go there every day. But,
No. Of course not.
I think I missed one day.
Yeah.
7, 8 years ago?
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Right.
I had an appointment.
And I don't think they're bringing any darker beers. I think it'll be two different IPAs in addition to those two.
Right, but, yeah.
Oh, we'll let Dave and Gordy do the IPAs. I'll do the German and the Mexican. Yeah, La Cerveza is my single favorite beer they've ever made there. It's light, refreshing. Mm-hmm. It's low in alcohol, which I like. Some of those IPAs, it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
Right. And we're lucky to have Matchwood and Laughing Dog, too. Our local breweries will all be participating in cider and seltzer. And
yeah.
Be great.
Wonderful.
Really excited. What's your favorite part of the Beer Fest event?
Yes.
we should have you on the show more often.
Up and tear down?
I'm sorry. I'm just really sad that it's your last chamber chatter.
I know. I didn't even know.
The favorite part of the event, I like everything about it. I think setting up is fun. I think tearing down is fun. I think drinking beer is fun. I'm lying about all those things. I think the end is probably good. Right. No, it is a long day. And as you know, dealing with our local general public is always a pleasure and really fun. Mm-hmm. Dealing with not so local general public sometimes is not that much fun.
Right.
And people feel that they're entitled and can boss you around, even though I'm a volunteer pouring beer.
Yes.
Call me over. I'll take care of it.
I think you were the one that had the stats. There was one year, was it 40 or 60% of the credit card that we swiped at the event were from Washington?
It was in the 60% range.
Yeah.
Actually, it was higher than that because I have to use those stats for the tourism. For the tourism grant. I think it was closer to 70.
Yeah, it was huge. Quite a few. How many people were from out of town and mostly from the Washington coast.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Coming to Sandpoint. But that's one of the great things about the event is it only goes from noon to 5 and then people walk into town and
eat.
McDuff's has said, hey, that's our busiest day of the year.
Yeah, even the 219 gets a good crowd afterward,
right?
Which is my favorite place to eat.
What?
Actually, have you had, they're not chamber members, I'll tell you on the break.
Tell us now. Come on. What's your last show?
Oh my gosh, what have you got to lose?
What are they going to do? Fire me? Have you had the pickled eggs at the Turvan? They're amazing. Best pickled eggs in town. Second best being the Fat Pig. Theirs are also amazing. But yes, of course I will.
When they're inebriated, I guess they taste good. Gross.
I don't think it's going down my throat.
It's delicious. You're missing out. That's all.
So, yeah, the favorite part is the beer part and just everybody be cool. I know it's hot usually and people are a little ornery, but...
Yeah, we're spacing it out a little bit this year. So the tent layout, we're not doing the one giant tent where everyone will be crowded in. So we have two smaller tents that we'll put separately, and then the beer tents will be sort of scattered around the yard. So it won't be as – we're trying to avoid the major gathering of all the people in one space. So
so no dogs in the park. Dogs, that's just the city rule. And no kids this year?
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
So does that mean no McDuff's root beer?
We are doing, you still have to buy a full price ticket, but we are offering designated driver options. So there will be root beer and orange cream soda.
Let's make Dave and Gordy pour the root beer because it gets all sticky. And it's after 5 hours, it's like, oh gosh, I need a beer.
I need a beer. Well, then stick in your hand.
Everything at Beer Fest ends with, I need a beer.
So, right, yeah.
No, it is a great event. And Kate, as you touched on, it's amazing that we get to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's just some of these events are just now sinking in with me. It's like, hey, it's summertime and we're doing Beer Fest.
I know.
It's full steam ahead with the festival at Sandpoint.
I know, right?
These things are happening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
JC's race is next weekend. Just all it's like we're back. It's
I know, back. And it feels really great.
I know. I'm really excited for Beer Fest. My favorite part, thank you for asking, is
Ricky. I was wondering, do we have time for a question?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part of Beer Fest is tennis is back. They're only in town in the summers. They reunite very seldomly. I just had a friend text us, "Hey, there's all this live music coming up. Tennis will be at the beer hall on Saturday the 10th." I'm like, they're playing at my event first.
That's a band, by the way, in case any of you doesn't know. Who, Arthur Ashe?
Right.
Tennis. They're a great band. They were the house band at the Downtown Crossing for years and years and years, and just super talented. And where did they go? They moved away?
Yeah. One's in Chicago. One is on the West Coast. I think one is still here, maybe?
I think one of them is,
The piano player is that Brian was from the L.A. area.
But they always reach out like to Mac and say, hey, we'll play the Beer Fest again.
Yeah, we love having them. I ran into Meg Turner when she was playing with Still Tipsy in the Hangovers. And she had her Brew Crew shirt on from when they played Beer Fest. And that was a year before I started at the Chamber. And she said it was her favorite event ever playing, which was really cute. It was sweet to hear that.
Right. Well, it's not huge. Like, you know, I mean, Schweitzer does an amazing job with how many 20,000 people up there or something, you know, and we're capping ours at 750 because we want it to be a good time. We don't want it to be all packed in there and people shoving and pushing and, you know, and enjoying the beach.
You have to respect a lot of people who aren't really into being in crowded spaces yet. So, but, you know, you're outside and it's safe. And like you said, you're spreading out the breweries. Right. And so people, if you want the safe distance, you can still do that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we'll have security. So, you know, people give you a bad time.
Yeah.
You just call
me. Well, I'll call you first. But if you're busy, I'll call a cop.
Because who's going to punch a little grandma, right? Who's going to do that?
Yeah. Exactly. And we will also be requiring IDs to get in. Even if you are over 21 and you've purchased a ticket, we need to show your ID at the gate and we will wristband everyone who's coming in. We just want to make it safe for everybody. Bonner Taxi is also providing taxi rides for us. They'll have a designated person for us. So,
and we have to – ID is required by – we get a beer and wine license from the alcohol – bureau at the state, and so they require that we make sure everybody is 21. Mm-hmm. So we got to follow the rules.
So what if they're obviously over 21, like obviously over 61, and they don't have their ID?
First of all, why won't you have your ID?
Yeah.
I guess that's my question.
Because you're old and you left it at home?
Are you saying you've lost your driver's license? What?
Oh, it was you.
This is just hypothetical. No, I'm just kidding.
No, they do the same thing at the Follies. I work the VIP door for the last few years, and we just are not allowed to let you in without proper identification.
It could be great makeup.
Exactly.
It could be a trap. I'm not paranoid, but... No, it's, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It's next week.
I know, next week. I know. It's sort of, we've sort of got to the office this morning, went,
okay, I do this, you do that. Let's go.
Yeah, but we have a great partner in Staples. I called Ryan and he extended our deadline for the, you know, lanyards and the brochure and all that stuff. Sandpoint Movers always helps us out a lot. They bring all of our stanchions and fencing and stuff down for us. So we've checked a lot of things off the boxes.
Sand Creek Custom Wear.
Sand Creek Custom Wear is making our Brew Crew t-shirts, which we are not selling this year. Only the volunteers will get a Brew Crew t-shirt, but we will have exclusively a couple of extra t-shirts to give away at the event. So...
Well, I think you're forgetting something very, very important.
What?
Porta potties? Have you got the porta?
Oh yeah, KG&T.
Right. Oh my gosh. Oh no.
Such a relief.
Right.
My favorite quote from KG&T. last year, I am always the one that stays behind and waits for them to pick up the porta potties and Sandpoint Movers to come get all the stuff. And the old timer was training all the new guys for the summer, and he said, "All right, fellas, let's herd some turds."
Oh, gross. Oh, my gosh.
And on that note.
Yeah, well, and
I say that one a lot.
We'll also be, we are going to have some sort of little raffle thing. And so we'll be raffling off tickets to the festival, a pair of tickets to every concert. Yeah. We were going to use them for Summer Sampler, but. Unfortunately, the restaurants couldn't participate because of no employees. And so we're going to just carry that over to Beer Fest. So that's another incentive for people that.
Yes.
Yeah. Excellent.
Well, thank you very much. You did great. How nervous you were, you did all right. We may have you on again. It's time for another brief break, but we will be right back. Thanks for listening to Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet. For anyone who's been in the market for a new vehicle recently, it's apparent that there is a scarcity of supply available for the most popular models. During the last few months, Taylor & Sons has been selling their allocation and supply of new Silverado 1500, 2500, 3500, Tahoe, and Suburban prior to arrival at the dealership. Most of the time, the vehicles never get an opportunity to be displayed on our lot. While there are benefits to this business model, I understand the frustration of not being able to touch and feel. Over the next few weeks, Taylor & Sons has a special allocation of over 10 Silverado 1500 trucks arriving at the dealership. These Silverado 1500 trucks are the most popular configurations, and the majority of them include the Trail Boss package. I encourage anyone considering a new Silverado 1500 to reach out to us by phone, text, or email, as the allocation will move quickly. You can contact us your way by visiting our website, www.tschevy.com. Communicate with us directly and get in touch with one of our Silverado 1500 experts. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
The Sandpoint Lions Club is once again putting on their 4th of July festivities. You can help support the Lions Club by making a donation for the best 4th of July celebration ever. Call 263-4019 to help. Sunday morning, the kids' parade starts at 9 a.m. and the grand parade follows at 10. You can enter the parade right up to the start time. The fireworks show at City Beach begins at dusk. Happy 4th of July from the Sandpoint Lions Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. Racing in Finley Stadium at State Line Speedway is back this Saturday night for the annual July 3rd Wreckfest. Gates open early at 3 p.m. There will be face painting for the kids, cornholing for the adults, and food vendors and music until the 6 o'clock Best in Show. Opening ceremony is at 7 o'clock, and then it's exciting Wreckfest action with the Bump to Pass, the compact car demo, and everybody's favorite, the Motorhome Demo Derby. After all the Wreckfest action is done, be sure to stick around for the biggest July 3rd fireworks show in the Inland Northwest. This will sell out. Get your tickets now at raceidaho.com. See you at the track on July 3rd and make plans to visit the city of Stateline.
Mr. Rogers said, "Look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping." Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Thank you, first responders!
Thank you, first responders!
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400,
and 97.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter. This is Ricky and Kate, and we're here with Annie Hendricks of Hendricks Architecture. Welcome.
Well, good afternoon, ladies. Glad to be here.
You told us when you came into the studio, this is your first time on the radio. I thought you were being sarcastic because Bob Witte was acting like it was his first time on the radio the whole last segment.
I'm a newbie.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I know.
So far, you're crushing it.
Oh, thank you.
You're super fantastic.
It's not too hard to talk in a mic.
It's really not.
No.
You would be surprised. We get some people in here. This is what Bob Witte kept doing to me. You ask them a question, they go, yes.
Ooh,
can you expand
dead
on
air,
that?
Dead air, bad, bad.
Yeah. Well, it's especially interesting when it's someone who you know is a talker, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's like, they'll be the best guest. And they get on and just like that, no. Okay. Okay.
Speak.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Derek does that a lot on his morning show. He's not...
The truth comes out.
I know. He's our engineer for people listening at home. So let's talk about Beer Fest. That's why we're here today. You are our major event sponsor this year. Thank you very much.
Yes.
To sponsor something,
yeah,
might as well be a Beer Fest.
Right? Everybody's exactly. Happy.
How many years have you sponsored now?
So we started in 2016. So this will be the fifth year.
Wow.
Awesome.
For 30 years? 40 years?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. We're in it.
I love it.
We may have to get ours from an IV or something, but we don't care.
We'll just wheel you and Kate in.
Or down our throat.
Yeah. Tell us about your booth. You guys have, you always set up a nice little booth over
in our little corner.
South side of the lawn, yes.
Right. Yeah, so we try, and I think it is something people don't think about with probably either beer or architecture, is really education. So we have myself, John, and maybe a couple other employees stop by at the tent, and we want people to come over to just educate themselves on architecture, or if they're considering having a custom home. Mm-hmm. And it can be very overwhelming, we have found. So you stop over and just, what is the process? You know, there are phases we go through and how much time it takes, so you can plan ahead. You know, one of the things that happens is people think about doing a home and they come in to us maybe in February and they want to build in the summer. And it's, you know, we have done it, but it's really tough.
Sure.
You want that time, and you want to ask the right questions and have the time to think about your plan that we give you and what questions you have. If you rush it, it's not the greatest process. So, you know, we ask people, come on over and educate yourself on the process of architecture and what you're thinking about. And we're happy to answer any of those questions.
We'll
have a little couple handouts for you to take home as well, just so you can, you know, maybe it'll stir up something else in your mind and give us a jingle.
You can do cornhole?
And cornhole. Always have cornhole.
Architecture, so
cornhole.
Yeah,
We'll have an extra little pop-up for shade if people need it. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Don't forget to bring your chairs.
Right.
Exactly.
And your sunscreen.
Your sunscreen. Yes.
Well, and it's always interesting, too, thinking about architecture. You're right, if you rush it, because speaking for myself, it's like, I need to look at it for a month or so and walk around with it. And what if I have changes? And so, yeah, pre-planning is best.
For sure. And we do that. So your phases really are pre-design, where we kind of look at the site and you need a survey. Always have to have the survey. Very important for design and all those variables. And then we start with the schematic design. Mm-hmm. So you really start with bubbles. Mm-hmm. Which are just circles to give you size of rooms and kind of the layout. And then John actually still does hand design.
Wow.
And he does it because really I think people forget about the art and the architecture.
Yes.
So if you think about technology, and everything has to be technology today, it seems, you're really just connecting dots, clicking your mouse, connecting dots. And when he has a design in mind And I know it because if I'm talking to him, it's sort of this blank stare. And I know something is cooking.
Yeah.
And he'll grab a pad or pen and start just sketching. So I think when you're sketching by hand, you don't have the limitations of technology.
Right.
It's just this flow that comes.
Creativity.
And he's just pulling tracing paper and doing different roofs or entrances really fast. And that hand eye brain connection really helps with that creativity. So so you have the schematic design, then we hand it over to our clients and we kind of start with there. Do you like the overall look of it, the floor plan, the elevations, the roof plan? And then from that step, we go into design development. And that's where we really want you to live in the house. Like, is this going to function for you? If you both are cooks, are you going to bump into each other? Mm-hmm. If you're behind each other, is this going to work? And that's where you really want to do all your changes. And then from that point, you go into construction documents, the nitty gritty, and then off you go to build your lovely new home.
Well, you know, and I, like you said, the survey first, I think, you know, people, hopefully they understand that's because you want the infrastructure. You need to know where the lay the pipe
are.
And the, right, put the in the septic
are.
System. And, yeah, you need to make sure you have all that land available.
Right. Yeah. And where to situate your house. You know, we really, that is so imperative, especially here. Your views can be phenomenal. And so we really try to give every single room a view. And that layout and where the location of the house is on the property.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you've been posting some of your houses on Facebook and oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful.
Thank you. He's a natural. So John grew up in California in the Sierra Nevadas and they had a cabin up in Huntington Lake and spent the summers up there to get out of the heat. So he grew up in the mountains and in the cabins. And I think that love of the mountains combined with his art, you know, he was very artistic.
Right.
Those kind of meshed into architecture. So it's a great fit for him. And we originally started in Seattle, but, you know, not a lot of mountains in Seattle. He had a client out in Sandpoint and came back and was like, you know,
maybe
there's this cute little town. Mm. And I was like, just had baby three, not moving.
Yeah.
But anyway, So education is probably our big thing at the festival, as at the beer fest.
Yeah.
But also just to meet people and see people.
Yeah.
You know, I love that part of it.
Yeah.
And I think too, with the beer fest itself, I hope people, when they're getting their beer, stop and talk to our beer masters and learn about beer.
Yeah.
I had one when I went to Ireland the first time, I made the big mistake of going to the pub and getting my Guinness and he sat it down and I went to grab it and I had my hand slapped so hard and the beer taken away. And I was like, what is going on?
Because you have to build a Guinness.
Yeah. Right. And and for 10 minutes, he gave me this whole education and history. And so I think people really should take advantage of that when they're down here.
And that's what we started doing, not last year, obviously, but the year before. We give the brewers now a lanyard that says brewer on it with their brewery.
Perfect.
Right.
So
ask
that people know to identify. They're not the ones pouring the beer, but they will be mingling in the crowd. So they're there. They love talking about their beer.
Right.
That's what they do all the time. They want to talk to you about what they're serving you.
Right. And what are they working on now? And what are the favorites? And maybe give me a little input on what's in the beer. So
exactly.
Annie,
you did fantastic.
Oh my gosh,
well,
you were great.
You.
I know. See, it's that's what we said. It starts and it's over.
Yeah, right.
Crazy.
It goes
right.
So fast, especially with somebody who's excellent at talking.
Well, thank you.
I'm sure Kate would love to have you back on the show sometime.
Yes, this is Ricky's last show because she's leaving the chamber at the end of July.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm very sad.
I'm excited.
You could be my co-host.
Perfect.
perfect.
Excellent.
Replacing me already. But thank you very much for joining Kate and me today on Chamber Chatter Hour. Thanks to our show sponsor, Ting Internet. Visit ting.com/greatersandpoint to learn more. And thanks again to our guests, Kari, Annie, and of course, Bob Witte. For more information on our topics, you can check out our social media pages, Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce on Facebook or at Sandpoint Chamber on Instagram. For events happening in and around the Greater Sandpoint area, go to sandpointonline.com or sandpointreader.com. And you can buy Beer Fest tickets now on our Facebook page, Sandpoint Chamber on Facebook, or go to sandpointchamber.org.
KQ46EU, 1450 KBFI, Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.